Pray About It by Richard F. Ames, read by Dylan King. When you face life's problems, there is one vital step you should always take. What kind of problems do you have? Problems with your health, your finances, your employment, your family and friends, your mental and emotional stability. Different problems require us to take different steps toward their solution, but every lasting solution has one step in common: prayer. Yes, we have to do our part, but the Creator God has all power in the universe. He can give us dramatic deliverance and help us in miraculous ways. If God is to help solve your problems and answer your prayers, what does He expect of you? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He, being God, is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." As you read the Bible accounts of how God helped people and delivered them from tremendous stresses and trials, you will come to have more faith. Read the account of Daniel in the lion's den in Daniel 6, the deliverance of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, Daniel 3, and the escape of the ancient Israelites through the Red Sea in Exodus 14. Read about the miracles performed by Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, in healing the diseased, the blind, the lame, and the deaf in Matthew 9:18 and John 11. Read of how Jesus raised the dead to life. This will help give you faith and hope. The prophet Jeremiah gave hope to the people of ancient Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken captive to Babylon. After they learned their lessons, God promised to respond to their humble prayer. "For thus says the ever-living One, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Eternal, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the ever-living One." Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14. That same principle applies to you. You can have a conversation with the Creator of the universe. He says you can find Him if you seek Him with your whole heart. You can pray or talk to Him, and He says, "I will listen to you." How should we pray? What does the Bible teach us regarding how we should pray? After Jesus chose His disciples, they asked Him to teach them to pray. Luke 11, verse 1 reads, "Now it came to pass, as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased, that one of His disciples said to Him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.'" What did Jesus teach them? He gave His disciples an outline of subjects to talk to God about. So He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.'" From Luke 11, verses 2 through 4. Christ's model prayer shows us that the first important aspect of our prayer is the acknowledgement of who God is. He is our Father. Since God is your Father, He wants you to acknowledge yourself as His son or daughter and recognize in your prayers the very personal and intimate relationship that He desires to share with you. You may also want to acknowledge God as the Creator, as King David often did in his prayers, many of which are recorded in the book of Psalms in your Bible. If ever you feel that you do not know what to pray about, just open your Bible to the book of Psalms. Many of the Psalms are the heartfelt prayers of David. He was very straightforward, open and honest with God about his feelings, his anxieties, and his problems. David stood in awe at the heavens and the expansiveness of the creation. You can see this in so many of the Psalms. Look especially at Psalm 8 or Psalms 18, 19, and 24 to be inspired by David's example. Claim promises through prayer. God also makes His will known in the thousands of promises He gives us in the Bible. You can claim those promises. Let us look at a couple of them. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19. What do you need? Do you need food or clothing? Do you need a job? Ask. God promises to provide your every need. But you must do your part. What did Jesus say? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock. It will be open to you. Matthew 7, verse 7. As long as you are asking God's will to be done and not your own, He will provide your every need as He has promised. We have other needs that we sometimes do not really recognize, such as being put back on the right spiritual track when we have gone astray. Sometimes we need correction. We can be comforted by realizing that our Lord will give us the guidance we need to get back on the right track. Sometimes this can be painful, but it is always for our benefit. Hebrews 12. If we are to experience the power of prayer, we must have our priorities in order. What are your priorities in life? Do you know what your goal in life should be? In the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus emphasized that God will provide our needs, but that we will also have a role to play. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6, verse 33. To what things was Jesus referring? He was speaking of all the physical things humans need and often worry about because they do not trust God. Jesus chided these faithful people for their anxieties. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Matthew 6, verse 30. There is no need to fear. God has made the wonderful promise that as we seek first the kingdom of God, we will also be establishing a close relationship with our Father in heaven, and with His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. God knows what we need, but He wants us to learn to trust Him and to be dependent upon Him. Most Americans know that their country's currency has imprinted or engraved upon it, "In God we trust." Can we as Christians live up to this simple but profound motto? Pray from the heart. Another very basic principle for experiencing the power of prayer is this: just speak from the heart. You need not become caught up in memorized prayers that become vain and meaningless. Jesus warned us about useless repetitions in Matthew 6, verses 7 and 8, when He said, "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him." Many religions emphasize repetitious prayers, saying the same few words over and over again, or using prayer wheels or prayer flags that supposedly send a message from practitioners to their unseen God. God says all of that is in vain. Remember, God expects you to seek a personal relationship with Him. Since He knows your needs, simple requests may be all that are necessary, but you must be sincere and heartfelt as you would be in dealing with a loved one. And when you reflect on the blessings God has given you, physically and spiritually, as well as answered prayers, do not forget to thank Him in your prayers. Ephesians 5, verse 20. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." John 10, verse 10. Christians do suffer and experience many trials in life, but they have the power of Christ to help them endure. They also have the opportunity to recapture the true values of life and abundant living. So, in addition to God's promise that He will provide our every need, there is a special promise concerning the desires of our heart. "Delight yourself also in the eternal, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 37, verse 4. What an amazing promise! Obviously, these must be lawful desires in harmony with God's will. And if you are in harmony with God's will, there are so many ways in which God is eager to enrich your life and fulfill your hopes and dreams. What about the unrepentant? God wants you to pray to Him and to share your life with Him. Prayer changes things. It is your lifeline to God. But does God hear the prayer of unrepentant sinners? We need to understand that we cannot expect God to hear and answer our prayers if we willfully continue in the deliberate practice of the ways of sin. What is sin? Notice, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. 1 John 3, verse 4. But for the repentant, God can and will save. Behold, the Eternal's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. God will not hear the prayers of hardened, unrepentant, practicing sinners. But what if you really, deeply want to change your life? What if your heartfelt desire is to be delivered from your sinful habits? If you really want God's help to repent and change, and if you exercise the courage to step out and confess your sins personally and privately to God, then God will help you. How can you know He will? Scripture illustrates this with Christ's story of the Pharisee and the publican. Also, He spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but be distressed, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. That parable's in Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. God will not hear the prayer of an unrepentant sinner, but He will hear your prayer if you are deeply and sincerely sorry. And if you acknowledge your sinfulness, just as God heard the humble confession of the publican. As the Apostle John wrote, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. That is God's promise. It takes courage to admit our sins, but we must all humble ourselves and seek God with all our heart. What will happen when we do this? God tells us in Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7, seek the ever-living One while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the ever-living One, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. God wants to share eternity with us. As a loving Father, He promises to give us our basic needs. He promises to give us good things, and He promises to give us the desires of our heart. But we must be willing to seek Him, trust Him, and obey Him. So, when you have a problem or a need, pray about it. You will be on your way to forgiveness, mercy, understanding, and indescribable blessings and victories over sin. Remember the promise that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3, verse 20. So claim God's promises. Establish that lifeline of prayer. It will change your life now and prepare you for the coming kingdom of God under the loving rule of our living Savior, Jesus Christ. 12 keys to answered prayer. Learn how to get results when you pray, so you can have the abundant life God wants for you. Request a free printed copy from the regional office nearest you or order at www.tomorrowsworld.org. This booklet's also available in PDF, EPUB, and MOBI formats, and as always is available free of charge on audio CD at your request.